Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Green and roll to Anderson to the front of the rim to the left hand, and he pours it home. What a move. What a finish. Titan Anderson ties it at two.
That's a good start. You got to get Titan Anderson going. He's going to be important tonight.
Henry had it. Wasn't expecting. Now Cole right to the rim, and he stuffs it home. On the pick and roll, and an emphatic finish. Panthers back up one. Drew an extra defender. Kicks to the left corner. Catch and shoot. Drew Daniel for three. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Loves being back home. Loves being in that corner. 12-11 Panthers. Landon, corner, catch and shoot, three ball up and down. The answer, Panthers back-to-back threes from the left corner. 15-13, up by two. Backing his way in on Henry. Duax to the right hand, hook, and he pours it home. Michael Duax, order up a bucket like you want a corn dog at a hot dog stand, and he just knocks it down when you want it. Goes up with the left hand, got it to go off glass. Nice move, Cole Henry. Panthers needed a bucket there, back within nine. Down 10 again, stolen by Trey Campbell. Running with Duax, bounce it to Mike. Reverse is in, plus a foul. Michael Duax from Campbell, and the Panthers a chance at a three-point play, down by eight. That plays a part. Betts driving in on Mass, gets right to the rim and lays it up and lays it in. James Betts sees your Netherlands big man and says, I'm from Ventura, I can take you to the rim, and he's got the Panthers within five. Drive alive, kicks it out, top of the key. Campbell three, rattle it home. Trey Campbell, smooth. Screen. Hickman drives into James Betts. Balled off by Campbell. That went off his foot. Thank you very much. It went off his foot. Panther turnover. Down by four with the ball.
Yeah, great aggressive trap off the screen on the ball. Hickman trying to come off it.
Betts around the screen. Betts drives all the way to the rim. High off glass and in. James Betts. The sky hook. He's got the last four, and it's a three-point game again. Got it to Bowen Bourne. Look for an open Duax. Underneath, he'll rise. He'll lay it up and lay it in. Panthers beat the press. Got a bucket.
We needed to get one more short run in there, you know, where we stop them three out of four times in the middle of the second half and get it tied or get a two-point lead. Just get that changed. And because the crowd was, they were wanting to. You know, they kept trying, and we got it to, I don't know if it was two or three, but close enough where we needed another stop, right? We needed one or two more stops and just get ourselves onto the other side of that with, you know, 8-9 minutes to go in the game. But, you know, I thought about it during that point, and, you know, James, what a second half. And I'm sure you will get to him. But the guys kind of jumped on board with James there. And while that was happening to the middle of that second half, I thought, man, these guys just won't go away. Thinking about our guys.
Yeah.
And then the part that you talked about, right? Because they fought us off and they got us down again. And, you know, here we are again, you know, with a chance to get within two with enough time. So, hey, still fighting hard. You know, we weren't physical enough in the first half.
Yeah.
And James set the tone right away in the second half. And then we were good in the second half. But we weren't physical enough in the first half. And we're giving up too many threes.
Yeah.
We just are. So we'll have to look at it and see. And we already know why there was four of them we talked about at halftime we made mistakes on. And they, you know, as good as they were shooting it tonight, you can't make those mistakes tonight.
And you mentioned the second half. Physicality was obviously a big part of it, what you guys did differently. Was there anything else that you needed to change? I mean, even scheme and fundamentally going into that second half that you liked that your team executed defensively to pull you back into it and slow them down a bit?
Yeah, we got more aggressive with the ball screen defense. You know, we started the game in drop coverage, which we haven't been doing much of. Yeah. Bradley really hurt us at their place, getting the ball behind us when we were trapping that ball screen. And so we started the game, and it was good to us to start the game. You know, some of that stuff where they got – the guard had to shoot some tougher shots, 8 to 10 to 12 feet.
Right.
Like, that's exactly what we wanted to have happen to start the basketball game. So it was good to us there, but we got hurt on a couple other plays. And then in the first half, when we got more aggressive with the ball screen defense, they got it out and they hurt us. just the second half, we, you know, again, James kind of set the tone for us, but we just got a lot more aggressive. There were more deflections. The game was much more physical. We were much more physical, and that allowed us to be better defensively.
You mentioned James, and he was our player of the game, and KB and I were talking about it. We know what James can do from the outside. We know he's got some turnarounds that he can do from the mid-range, but taking the ball on the bounce, which he did a number of times to put himself in a good spot, not something we've seen him do a lot yet. What do you like that that brings to his game to make it even more well-rounded on the offensive side?
Yeah, and that's not something we've seen a lot of in practice. You know, sometimes there's some things you see in practice a guy does in practice, and he just doesn't, you know, he doesn't do it a lot on game night. So that part of it was a little bit new. I just think he got, you know, James, you know, took it to heart a little bit and really got himself into the game, you know, and not thinking about, okay, I'm supposed to shoot threes or I'm, you know, it's going to be my turn. I think he just got himself into the game and was going to play, you know, that next level of hard, that next level of physical, and it led to some of those baskets.
Panthers in this one drop at 77-69. And you mentioned the physical nature of this game. What has to be the key? We talked about it pregame. You're cutting practice. Everybody is. Cutting practice a little shorter, trying to keep guys fresh. This is just what they have to battle through now with everything that's gone on this season, the rotations that you have had and haven't had at some times. What has to be the key to try and stay as fresh as possible for a squad to be up for these games and ready to go for 40 minutes on a given night?
Yeah, you know, I think the things that you mentioned and we talked about, right, just you know, being really smart, you know, for the guys in terms of how much individual time they're putting in on the court, yep, and what how long our practice time is. And I think we've got a pretty good handle on that. And, you know, we were able to get back, I think, and get as fresh as we could coming off of Wednesdays. And then it's, you know, you somehow got to find a way to cut down, you know, some of the mistakes.
Yeah.
And it's hard because everybody is better. Everybody is better now, you know, not just us. And we've talked a lot about how well we've played the last 6 weeks, and we have gotten so much better. Everybody else has gotten better too, right? The teams that are, you know, in first or a game out of first,
right?
They've gotten better as well. So you've just got to find a way to eliminate some of the mistakes. When you've got an opportunity to make the right play, whether it's, you know, whether it's scouting or whether it's scheme, whether it's just something that's, you know, that happens, you know, during the course of the game, just going and making a play, like, you just got to limit your mistakes right now. And then the other piece I would say, Dub, is just too many threes.
Yeah.
You know, it's the last 3-4 games, it's too many threes.
One thing you did get back to doing well is rebounding. Out-rebounded by one. They were even in the offensive glass. More like it, right? More like what you had seen before those three games, even in a game where they shot it well, so rebounding wasn't a gigantic piece of it. But if you don't do it, it easily becomes something not in your favor.
Well, in, you know, if we were going to be, and they did shoot it well, right? So but that takes away our opportunity at more defensive rebounds.
Yep.
So, you know, if we were going to be even or up one where it finished, I would have said we win.
Yeah,
I just felt that strongly about rebounding tonight, and we did do a good job there, right? But like you said, and that the other piece of that, right? There's more for us to get defensively, but also, you know, if they're missing a bunch of shots and they get momentum going to the glass, to your point, right? That there's more opportunities for them to get after some. That rebounding number, Dub, I would have said we win.
Win the game. They gave up 10 last time, held them to 5 offensive rebounds this time. So, yeah, I would have been right there with you. 77-69. Coach, more to come. You get the slightly longer, but doesn't feel much longer, turnaround from a Saturday to a Wednesday. Got to go back to it again at Evansville.
Yeah, it'll be good to for the guys to have a day off tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right now we can get ready, and then we'll go get one on the road.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks,
we'll talk to you then. Joined now by Michael Duax, a redshirt freshman. And, Michael, we were just talking. This team does so many things so well and so awful close. How much does that help your guys' confidence no matter what goes on in a given game? If you end up short on one game, knowing that you can all battle, regroup, and go out and get another shot at putting a full game together the next time out.
Yeah, it's huge. Any game, we're in it. We're not worried about one game. It's just nice to know that whatever seed we are at the end of the year, that MVC tournament is going to be a battle because any team could beat any team, and we're in it every single game, so it's a good feeling.
We talked with Coach about the second half turnaround for you guys. Obviously down by 14 in the first half, 10 at the break. What did you see on the floor that allowed you guys to push that one back as close as you did to a two-point game at one point there?
It's just getting some stops, getting some buckets, and then getting the crowd into it is a huge factor at home games. That happened really well in the second half when we were playing better, but that's just something we got to get going in the first half. Come out hot, get the crowd into it early, and, yeah, it's the game will be probably go a different way.
James Betts ends up with 16 in this game, showing some things that maybe not a lot of people have seen with taking the ball off the bounce and getting to the rim and finding his way to his shot. How impressed were you with what he did executing on offense today?
James was huge in the second half. We talked about in the locker room at halftime is you got to hit bodies. You can't – they were playing for more physical than us, and first play in the second half, James comes out, sets the screen, full contact, and that just kind of set that pace for us in the second half and set the tone of us playing more physical, and that all started with James, so he was a huge factor in that.
You guys look at, I just also talked with Coach about, this is a tough time of year for you guys, putting a lot of minutes on your bodies, putting a lot of time out there on the floor. It's what you sign up for, right? Nobody's crying about it. Mm-hmm. What do you personally feel like you need to do to make sure that you save your body enough for game day to be able to play as peak as you can, knowing that we've already put so many games and minutes on that button?
Yeah, it's just getting your rest, taking care of your body. Eating right, that's huge. You got to be eating enough. Yeah. You're burning a lot of calories out there. You got to be eating more than you're burning. And then it's just getting through this period, because once postseason comes, you're not worried about how you're feeling, because it's time to lock in. But it's this little stretch right here that's toughest, just to kind of get through it. But we're not gonna change anything, because we're going to play – we've been playing well, and we're in every single game. So we're going to get rid of some minor mistakes, but we're not going to change the way we look at things.
Interesting bookend to play Bradley now. They were the first team you played in Valley play. You're a guy who is kind of like indicative of this whole team, right? You were into the starting lineup because of Nate's entry at that point early on in your playing career. You've developed so much from then to now. This team has done the same thing. What's been the biggest thing you think, or that you're proud of, that this team has developed since the first time you played Bradley and what you've put on the board already in Valley play, the biggest thing that you're happy with that this team has become?
We're all just playing so much better together, and especially the young guys were making reads that weren't making before. We were watching some Bradley film from the first time we played them, watching mistakes, and it was so refreshing to see that those aren't the same mistakes that we're making now, and that just shows progress, and that's a really good sign, especially from the young guys, that we're improving and now we're not making the same mistakes as we used to. And if we keep that pace up, this team will be really good even this year and the next few years.
I know that's a tough one, certainly, but I think you're the right guy to ask this, because I know what the answer is going to be. You guys as a team still having fun
at this point?
Still finding a way to have fun?
Fun. It's the camaraderie and this team. We all get along really well. It's a great team.
All right. Well, enjoy the day off. Rest. Eat.
Yep.
Don't do too much tomorrow, and then we'll talk to you again and see you on that trip to Evansville.
That's right. Thank you.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.